Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A word of warning. This podcast explores graphic and disturbing stories and includes some strong language. It therefore may not be suitable for our young listeners or other folks who may find it disturbing. Hey everyone, we've got a huge update today on a huge case that we have been following out of South Carolina. I'm Anna Garcia. This is a special edition of True Crime Daily, the podcast. We've got with us producer Owen Michael, and we've got criminal defense attorney Robert Corbett, who is up in North Carolina, but very close to what's happening here. Okay, this is the Murdaugh case, everyone. This is that double homicide that happened over the summer. We had the mother and the son who were killed on their property. And then over the Labor Day weekend, the father, right? Alex Murdaugh, who has been implicated in an embezzlement scheme at his law firm. He went berserk basically over the Labor Day weekend, if you all remember. So remember, he claimed that he was changing a tire on the side of the road and that someone shot at him, and he got shot in the head and had to be airlifted. And then he checked himself into rehab because of an addiction to opioids. Okay, you're not going to believe this now. Apparently, Alex Murdaugh, the attorney, has admitted, Owen, right, that he hired someone to shoot him as part of a crazy plot to get insurance money. What the heck's going on?
Yeah, this is quite a development here. This is this morning. We've got some updates on this. I'm quoting the Island Packet newspaper out of Beaufort County, South Carolina. Here's the lead. A Walter Borough man was arrested in Colleton County on Tuesday. That'd be yesterday, September 14th, in the September 4th shooting of Alex Murdaugh. This is according to the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. Curtis Smith, 61, is facing one count each of assisted suicide, assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature, pointing and presenting a firearm, insurance fraud, and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. Smith is accused of conspiring with Alex Murdaugh to assist Murdaugh's suicide, according to the arrest warrants. They say that Murdaugh allegedly gave Smith a gun and told him to shoot him in the head so that Buster Murdaugh, that's Alex's son, the only son he has left, could receive a $10 million insurance payout. Smith later threw the gun away in an undisclosed location, according to an affidavit. Murdaugh also admitted to the botched scheme in this statement, according to the South Carolina law enforcement authorities. And he hasn't been arrested, but additional charges are expected in the case, according to the law enforcement agency. The warrant describes the shooting this way. On September 4, 2021, Mr. Smith followed Mr. Murdaugh on Old Salkehatchie Road and shot Mr. Murdaugh as he stood in the roadway. After shooting Mr. Murdaugh on the head, Mr. Smith drove to an unknown location where he disposed of the firearm. Mr. Murdaugh survived the shooting and was transported to the hospital for treatment. You'll recall he was released essentially within 24 hours, was not seriously injured, was talking to people. But he had told people basically he was randomly shot in the head while he was changing a tire on the side of the road. Many of our commenters noted that a man of his stature and wealth probably would have called AAA instead of changing his own tire. There was all sorts of red flags and suspicious nature to this. So this apparently the plot thickens, as they say.
This is crazy, Robert. This case, this family, their power. This is insane. What do you make of all of this?
Well, I think crazy is the optimum word, in that it's another bizarre twist in a already strange and bizarre case. When everyone, it's not too far from where we are, and we just talking amongst ourselves, we're sort of like looking at the twists and turns to this case. And no one, just like your viewers, no one probably thought that his shooting was completely random, but probably very few jump to the conclusion that it was prearranged,
right,
for insurance. So we thought probably like it's definitely related to what happened to his family. But I don't think any of us, you know, consider that this was something that he did on his own just for their insurance money.
Exactly. A lot of people had actually speculated that because of the financial pressure, meaning he was being sued, he had wrongful death lawsuits against the family. He was accused of misappropriating and embezzling millions of dollars from his very prominent law firm, had been fired by them, and is now under investigation for those financial crimes. He's the one who called 911 when his wife and his son were found murdered back in June, right? Then this bizarre shooting, everyone started thinking, okay, maybe he tried to kill himself, that he maybe tried to commit suicide, hesitated, made up the story because he was shot in the head. But I don't really think anyone thought that he had actually allegedly hired someone to shoot him in the head to kill him. Right? Not just maim him, but to kill him so his lone surviving son, Buster, could get $10 million in life insurance policies. This is nuts.
Right. And then to hire someone who obviously botched that job.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, curious in terms of what his relation is with this person. What else does this person know about what went on previously or about any other the other allegations regarding Murdaugh's law firm?
And then remember, the murder is still unsolved. No one has been arrested in the murders of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh, found shot to death on their property. So remember, he's the one who called 911, Alex did, but he had an alibi because he was visiting his father who was dying at the hospital. And then after the wife and the son are murdered, then the father dies in the hospital. And then there are all these other related cases of mysterious deaths associated somehow to the Murdaughs. And that, I mean...
the early speculation was some of those related or tangentially related suspicious deaths there was the Mallory Beach case and the Stephen Smith case, that there was some sort of, there was speculation in the community that there was maybe retribution happening. You know, that seemed to be the frame that Alex Murdaugh was telling law enforcement when this first happened. That doesn't seem to be the case.
Right. Because this family is so privileged for decades. This family has been involved in not only the prosecutor's office, but as criminal defense attorneys. So, Robert, I mean, you're in the adjacent state. Are you familiar with this family? Are they a big deal?
I'm not familiar with them in terms of before this case happened. But once it started going in the news in terms of then, I do know people who are aware of them and have corroborated in terms of that they are a big deal, so to speak, in that area. So that's going to, well, not it's going to, it has caused it that, you know, there to be a lot of attention placed on this case. The fact that we now know that he has lied to law enforcement about what occurred to him, I think that's going to cause them to take another look in terms of previous statements that he has made, because he obviously demonstrated that he's willing to lie to law enforcement to cover something up.
Yeah, it's like he really on Labor Day weekend, he completely came undone. He unraveled between the shooting and then the announcement of the investigation, his firing, and he checked himself into rehab. This like all happened on Labor Day weekend. So now we know why and who allegedly shot Alex Murdaugh on the side of the road, all for insurance money. Unbelievable. Okay, thank you guys. We really appreciate it. This is a quick little update. We're staying on top of this case because we're all obsessed with this. Thanks, everyone. Special edition of True Crime Daily, the podcast. I'm your host, Anna Garcia. Catch our podcast wherever you get your podcasts.